Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avanco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
some classic Ozzy Osbourne here on the Talking Metal Podcast. How are you guys? That song right there, Fool Like You, that's a song you're not going to hear on Sirius XM or any of these things. But that was a classic for me, man. That was a classic, and it should be celebrated today in 2019 as one of Ozzy's greats. Which, it's a shame it's not, man, because we get programmed by these corporate media places. You're like, listen, you know, Mr. Crowley and Crazy Train and I Don't Know, all that stuff's great. But, man, the Prince of Darkness had some other great stuff too, man. And it's just not the same shit that we hear all the time on FM radio and whatever. You got to dig deeper, man. Fool Like You off the Ultimate Sin record. The first time I saw Ozzy in concert on that tour with Metallica opening up at the Chicago Pavilion. The particular show I saw, Jakey Lee was a little out of his mind. Ozzy, I think, came out at the end when they canceled the last few songs. The show was cut short, and I mean, he played for probably an hour or more, but then they cut the show and Ozzy came back and said, see you next time, we gotta call it a night because Jake Hurt is back. It appeared that Jake was completely fucked up, like leaning against the amps and stuff. It looked like he was gonna fall over. I remember when they played the song The Ultimate Sin, Randy on the drums, Randy Castillo kept pounding the drums and he was waiting for Jake to come in, and Jake was not coming in on cue. So Jake was messed up that night, but it didn't affect my memory of it, because it was still a great show, man. Metallica opening up. Wow, what a night, what a memory, what a great song, what a great record. I hate it when people are like, Ultimate Sin, that I don't like that record. I love that record. What are you talking about? That's a great Ozzy Osbourne record. In some ways, I mean, Bark at the Moon was great too, man, but in some ways I think I like the Ultimate Sin just a little better. All right, so we are jamming some music today. Big shout out to the folks on Patreon. You guys are keeping the lights on here. Thank you for providing this show for not only me, but everyone else who's listening right now, many of who are not patrons. You guys should be. Join me on Patreon. It's $2 a month. You get an extra podcast every week for free. Well, not for free, for contributing $2 or more a month. If you do $5 or more a month on Patreon, you get that free podcast. And I'll also send you out a Talking Metal t-shirt. And there's all different tiers with different rewards. And yeah, man, so join us on Patreon. It's a party there. And plus, we're having great discussions, right, guys? So, without further ado, let's remember Andre Matos. That's how I said it, right? I mean, we loved him, and I used to play his music back in 2007. I feel like I interviewed him, but I was Googling it and I was having trouble locating it. But I know we used to play this song back in the day. It's crazy. I say back in 2007. I mean, that was ages ago. Talking Metal's been around since 2005. And the thing is, we've lost so many great, talented musicians in the span of Talking Metal life here. So yet another one, man. And I'm sorry to see this guy go, because what a talent he was. This is, going back to 2007, the song Rio by Andre Matos here on Talking Metal.
Bye.
Rest in peace, my brother, Andre Matos, here on Talking Metal. Or is it Matos? I always say Matos. I don't know. I'm not the best with pronouncing names. But, yeah, what a loss. What a loss. What a voice. What a talent. Let's keep it jamming here. Let's keep it jamming. Right now, let's get into some new music. I'm excited by some of this new music that's out lately. We've had a great year for music so far, and it's continuing. This is brand new Jeff Tate, and it's called Sweet Oblivion. That's like the project name, and people are freaking out over this, including me. I mean, I haven't heard the whole record yet. It comes out this week, this Friday, but the songs I've heard, three of them at this point, are outstanding. I must say, this is some of Jeff Tate's best work since Queensryche. And I mean, I'm not talking recent Queensryche. I'm talking about since old school Queensryche. Sweet Oblivion, again, is the band. Sweet Oblivion featuring Jeff Tate. You gotta go support this because it is absolutely great. This is the title track, Sweet Oblivion, by Sweet Oblivion, featuring Jeff Tate, here on Talking Metal.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Jeff Tate is back in full force. I think his voice is sounding wonderful. Wow. Wow. Really excited by where Jeff's going with this. Another band that I've been really into a lot lately, kind of, I don't know what style you call them, kind of got a little stoner vibe to them, you know, Baroness. And their new album, Golden Grey, also comes out this Friday, June 14th. So check it out. The tracks that have been released so far, again, just fantastic. Wow, so much good music. And, you know, I'm a sludge guy. I love the doom metal. I love the sludge metal, kind of the, and this is, you know, this is a hybrid because they got that stuff going on, but they got like a progressive element at times. They got their own thing going on, man. I really love these guys. Might not be for you. I don't know. It's, you know, some of the, you know, if all you will listen to is the old school hair stuff, you might not like this. But I love it, man. Baroness, great stuff. Go back, listen to the last record, the Purple album. Check out the song Shock Me, not to be confused with the Kiss song, Shock Me. A very different Shock Me by Baroness. That song just blows my mind. But anyways, this is new Baroness off the brand new record, Golden Grey. To take us out here on today's episode, it is Throw Me an Anchor.